Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Government to provide assistance to farmers affected by heavy rain in January. Stay with us to hear more. And later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjou James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
The Real Estate Board is currently accepting applications for the following mandatory courses as part of the Continuing Professional Development Course requirements. AML Update, Terrorism Prevention Act will be held on January 3, 4, 10, and 11, and the Real Estate Dealers and Developers Act, January 22 and 30, 2018. Contact the Real Estate Board at 926-9748-9 for more information.
Some 2,173 farmers are set to benefit from government assistance totaling $100 million. The farmers who hail from Trelawney, St. Mary and Portland suffered losses of $343 million caused by heavy rains in January. The rain also caused extreme flooding and significant infrastructure damage to farm roads.
These events in the agricultural sector have focused our attention to explore a new strategy for agricultural development. The growth and development of this sector has always been closely correlated with the weather. The onset of climate change has made this correlation even closer, and the sector cannot continue to perform at a sustainable manner unless we radically shift our strategy.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Casamudo. The ministry has so far provided $240 million in support to the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, to provide planting material and other inputs to farmers. Mr. Samuda says infrastructure development and disaster reliance in farming communities will be given high priority.
Given the inability of irrigation to deal with flooding events and excessive rains, which are poised to become more frequent with climate change, we must now focus our attention on a rapid expansion of protected agriculture, that is greenhouse agriculture, hyperphonics, etc. At the same time, we have to simultaneously address some of the structural issues such as farm roads.
Minister Samuda says while steps are being taken to expand access to irrigation systems across the island, priority will also be placed on rehabilitating existing systems. Focus will also be given to rehabilitating irrigation infrastructure that serves the sugar industry. This will be done by concreting earthen canals, rehabilitating wells, and converting flood systems to pressurized systems to facilitate drip irrigation.
It is important to secure a minimum of 7,500 hectares of sugarcane to ensure the viability of the Monimus factory. Beyond that, there are abundant lands suitable for other high-value crops.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Casamudo. Farm road improvement will be a permanent part of the ministry's plans going forward, with $366 million provided during the current fiscal year to fix 65 farm roads. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Mischief come by the pound and go by the ounce. Translation, mischief comes by the pound and goes by the ounce. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old apply for special early retirement and reap the benefits, including 2 weeks' salary for every year you've worked up to a maximum of 1 year's salary and payment for vacation leave not taken. Speak with your HR department, call 778-5840 or see the press for details. The government's special early retirement program application deadline is February 16, so apply today.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, mischief makers can stir up a tremendous amount of trouble with only a few words or maybe one action. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjou James Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.